This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Mumbai and Palghar in Maharashtra today. At around 11 a.m, Prime Minister will address Global FinTech Fest 2024 at the Jio World Convention Centre in Mumbai. Thereafter, at around 1:30 p.m, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various development projects at Citgo Ground, Palghar. He will also lay the foundation stone of Vadhavan Port. The cost of this project is around 76,000 crore rupees. It aims to establish a world-class maritime gateway that will boost the country's trade and economic growth by catering to large container vessels, offering deeper drafts and accommodating ultra-large cargo ships. The Central Election Committee meeting of BJP was held at the party headquarters in New Delhi yesterday evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah, BJP President JP Nadda, Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan, BJP's Haryana election in charge and other senior party leaders attended the meeting. The meeting was held to finalise the name of the candidates for the upcoming Haryana Assembly polls. Meanwhile, a meeting of BJP's Haryana Core Committee was also held in New Delhi at the residence of JP Nadda earlier yesterday. The Core Committee meeting was attended by Mr. Shah, Mr. Pradhan and other senior party leaders. Pakistan has extended a formal invitation to Prime Minister Narendra Modi to attend upcoming Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO meeting scheduled for October this year in Islamabad. Addressing a weekly news briefing, spokesperson of Pakistan's Foreign Affairs Ministry, Mumtaz Zahra Baloch, said that Pakistan has extended invitations to all heads of government of SCO member states, including Prime Minister Modi, for the upcoming Council of Heads of Government CHG meeting in Islamabad to be held on October 15 and 16. The SCO includes 9 member countries: India, Iran, Kazakhstan, China, Kyrgyz Republic, Pakistan, Russia, Tajikistan and Uzbekistan. Moody's Ratings, the New York-based global rating agency, has raised its real GDP growth projections for India. It has forecast a robust 7.2% growth for the fiscal year 2024, up from a previous estimate of 6.8% for 2024. The global rating agency has also revised its projection for 2025 to 6.6%. The report attributes these revised projections to strong, broad-based growth driven by resilient private consumption and improved business conditions. Moody's noted that the Indian economy grew 7.8% year over year in the first quarter of 2024, despite tight monetary policy and efforts towards fiscal consolidation. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Odisha, coastal Karnataka, Kerala and Mahe during next 2 to 3 days. The IMD said that extremely heavy rainfall conditions will prevail over Odisha and coastal Karnataka today. It added that very heavy rainfall conditions are likely over Kerala, south interior Karnataka, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Telangana today. Meanwhile, over northeast India, heavy rainfall will be present during next 4 to 5 days. The weather agency has also forecast very heavy rainfall over Saurashtra and Kutch today, along with Chhattisgarh and Vidarbh tomorrow. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar inaugurated the state-of-the-art sports academy, sports complex and sports university on the occasion of National Sports Day at Rajgir yesterday. The sports complex is also equipped with 24-bed hospital with modern treatment facilities for sports injuries. Our correspondent reports that it will be the first kind of sports destination in the country, which has sports complex and sports university at one place. At the Paris Paralympics, the Indian mixed compound archery team of Sheetal Devi and Rakesh Kumar set a new Paralympic record with a combined score of 1,399. The duo will head into the quarterfinals as top seeds on 2nd of next month. On day 2 of the Paris Paralympics, Indian athletes will be in action across various events today. In US Open tennis, the Indian-Australian duo of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden won their men's doubles opening match, defeating the Dutch pair of Robin Haase and Sander Arends 6-3, 7-5. And that is the end of this news bulletin.